stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Thursday, February 5th. The Supreme Court has now officially cleared the way for new congressional maps to be used in California. More on that next, but first, the headlines. If you know someone you think would make a good addition to the San Diego City Council, then the time to back them is right now as the nomination window is open today. March 5th is when the window will close and all forms must be submitted. As a reminder, this would be for the June 2nd primary. Council districts 2, 4, 6, and 8 all have seats on the ballot. Candidates must obtain nomination papers in person during business hours at the offices of the city clerk inside the city administration building. For more info, you can visit sandiego.gov/2026elections. Celebrations are in order at Birch Aquarium. They recently celebrated a milestone in the first little blue penguin being raised and reared by its parents at their facility's habitat. Aquarium leaders say during this breeding season, a new young pair partnered up, resulting in a clutch of 2 eggs. And since the pair showed strong promise, the team let them incubate and rear one of the eggs themselves. The penguins, when full grown, still measure about 1 foot tall and are known for their blue coat of feathers, which is where their name comes from. The only 8-division world champion in boxing history, Manny Pacquiao, is bringing his talents to San Diego as part of the Team Boxing League, otherwise known as TBL. Pac-Man will serve not just as team captain, but the 47-year-old has intentions to compete as an active fighter for the San Diego TJs. Right now, Manny is just a league ambassador, but in 2027 will join TBL's ownership group and also start his role with the team. Team Boxing League says they are the nation's first boxing league with a team-based ownership model. The San Diego TJs franchise will enter the league, joining other teams from cities like Los Angeles and New York City. TBL says more info around Pacquiao's competitive debut will be shared in the coming months. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
At 10 o'clock, they're happy. How is she dead 2 hours later?
When a San Diego police officer is found dead in her home, who investigates? Follow One of Their Own, a new podcast from KPBS, wherever you listen.
On Wednesday, the Supreme Court declined to hear the California Republican Party's lawsuit over Prop 50. This finalizes the new congressional map voters approved that favors Democrats ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. Public Matters reporter Jake Gatta spoke with the chair of the San Diego County Democratic Party about what that means for races here.
California's new congressional map is here to stay. The Supreme Court is letting the map that voters approved with Prop 50 stand. In December, they also let the map that Texas drew stand, saying that maps drawn for partisan advantage are allowed. That means all 5 districts here in San Diego will have more registered Democrats than Republicans. But that doesn't mean the races are already decided.
We still have to make sure that our message resonates with the people. We're still going to have to be talking to people to make sure that they are on board with electing a Democrat to Congress in order to check the cruel Trump administration.
Will Rodriguez Kennedy is the chair of the San Diego County Democratic Party. He says there's still work to be done ahead of the election and after.
People need to see a Democratic Party that fights for them. So that's what we're going to get to convince people that we're going to do. When that happens, we need to start acting like it.
San Diego's current congressional delegation is 4 Democrats and 1 Republican, Daryl Issa. He wasn't available for comment. Candidates are already lining up to run against him in the 48th district. Between them, they're raising millions of dollars for what's shaping up to be a very expensive election. Ballots will go out starting in May, and the primary is on June 2nd. Jake Gatta, KPBS News.
The city of San Diego is suing the Department of Justice over what it calls unconstitutional requirements on a grant to fight internet crimes against children. As reporter Alexander Wen tells us, those requirements were placed after the city was awarded the grant.
As a tourist and border city, San Diego is a hotspot for human trafficking. The FBI ranks the region as the 13th worst in the nation for sexual exploitation of children, which is why San Diego City Attorney Heather Ferbert says the DOJ money is crucial.
It's a very important work that SDPD is doing to keep children safe.
According to the suit, the DOJ is asking the city to, quote, provide unspecified access to U.S. Department of Homeland Security agents and comply with DHS requests. Ferbert says those conditions were placed after the city was awarded the grant, so the administration can't alter the requirements after the fact.
The presidential administration and the departments don't have legal authority under the constitutional separation of powers to then turn around and say, and we're going to add these conditions because we want to.
This is the latest of several lawsuits filed by the city against the federal government in the past year. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
San Diego is on track to end its current fiscal year in a deficit. Reporter Andrew Bowen has more on what the shortfall means for city residents.
Parking fees in Balboa Park have been one of San Diego's hottest controversies in recent memory. But last June, a supermajority on the city council agreed the fees were necessary to avoid more painful budget cuts. The start of the fees had to be delayed, however, and that contributed to the city's budget shortfall. Independent budget analyst Charles Modica says the city is also collecting less from hotel taxes.
When the budget was adopted, we noted the volatility our tourism sector has been experiencing, especially given the impacts of our federal government's posturing towards other countries and the impacts that could have on international travel. Unfortunately, we now seem to be seeing this being borne out in our actual revenues.
If the city's financial picture doesn't improve before the fiscal year ends on June 30th, it will have to dip into its reserves to balance its budget. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
The YouTuber behind the viral Minneapolis Somali daycare video that coincided with the immigration surge there is reportedly about to publish a video about San Diego. Reporter Andrew Dyer spoke to a misinformation expert who says if this video is anything like the last, people should be skeptical.
Right-wing influencer Nick Shirley's December video alleging fraud at Somali daycares was used by conservative politicians to justify the deadly immigration crackdown in Minneapolis, despite being widely debunked. So why did Shirley's video have such an impact? Jared Holt researches how information spreads online.
I think the timing of Nick Shirley's video in Minneapolis was very politically convenient for the Trump administration.
Shirley reportedly surveilled daycares in San Diego recently with Amy Reichert. She's a local conservative activist who says she's been researching San Diego daycares. She told Real America's Voice she convinced Shirley to come here.
And that's when I reached out to Nick Shirley and I said, come on out to California.
Holt says Shirley's not an independent journalist, but someone who produces videos with a political agenda.
I would encourage people to keep that in mind and take it with a Margaritaville sized, you know, grain of salt.
Reichert says Shirley's video will be out next week. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
With the high cost of living here, a lot of us are trying to figure out ways to make a dollar last longer. That's why KPBS has launched an ongoing series called The Price of San Diego. Today we're looking at cars. The price of new and used cars has reached new heights, so you might be considering keeping your current set of wheels. Reporter John Carroll has been looking into just that and shared what he found with anchor Debbie Cruz.
So the average cost of a new car and even of used vehicles is higher than it's ever been, right?
That is right. And you can trace all this back to the pandemic. You may recall supply chains got totally messed up, and that affected the price of just about everything, including cars. We're now at the point where the average price of a new car is north of $50,000, and the average price for a used car is a little above $25,000. Now, a little bit of good news here. Experts say the prices have finally leveled off, but I would not expect them to go down too much. And then there's the cost of insuring your vehicle. The Navy Federal Credit Union says car insurance premiums surged in 2023 into 2024, adding hundreds of more dollars a year for many Americans.
So I know you talked to a mechanic about this. So if you're thinking about keeping your current car or truck, what's his advice?
That's right. I spoke with Jason Vu. He is the manager at North Park Auto Repair. He's also a mechanic. The day we interviewed him, we saw cars and trucks in for service that were anywhere between about 3 to 30 or more years old. He says definitely don't spend more than $2,500 on it for 2 or more years in a row. Avu also says to budget at least $1,500 a year for repairs. And there's something else very interesting and very telling, and it's what he said about certain big repairs.
We're doing a lot more heavy line work as transmissions, engines, specifically because of that. It's cheaper to sit there and put another engine into a car and spend, you know, $3,000 to $7,000 on a car than to go out and go buy a $40,000 car.
What about getting parts for older cars and trucks?
Well, that can be tricky with some models. But for the most part, Vu says there are usually quality aftermarket parts available. Of course, when you buy new or certified used cars, you're getting a warranty that covers just about everything for some amount of years. But you have to balance that against a payment that will likely run you $400, $500 or more every month.
Let's say you decide to keep your current car or truck. I imagine having a mechanic you trust is very important.
For sure. Jason Vu says do your due diligence, read Google and Yelp reviews. And once you settle on someone, Vu says do one more important thing.
Go in there and have them do a couple of repairs on the car. Build that relationship with your mechanic. Not all mechanics out here are ripoffs. Some of them are. Most of us aren't. If you build that relationship, you'll feel more at ease when the mechanic's trying to tell you to do something rather than to sit there and think that they're ripping you off.
Debbie, one other thing which would be more in the realm of keeping your current vehicle, it's almost always considerably cheaper to insure older ones than newer vehicles. So, in summary, it's not a black and white choice. All cars and trucks are different, and everyone's tolerance for the amount of money spent and how long you're willing to have your vehicle in the shop all, of course, come into play as well.
All right, John, thanks. You can see more on this by checking out our website, kpbs.org, and look for our ongoing series, The Price of San Diego.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
There can be a lot to worry about when selling a car, but not when you donate it to Distinction. Donate your old car, truck, or RV to help pay for the programs you enjoy and rely on. Here's how.
Call 877-KPBS-CAR.